It's not just the red of blood that the castle has seen. No, the most haunted spot in Lancashire has some visitors that just will not leave, no matter what their punishment in life. Staff at the prison often report blue orbs circling round the courtroom, whilst footsteps can often be heard scurrying down empty corridors, and loud shrieking noises can suddenly break a hushed silence, again, with no reason. On these grounds that we've been parading around, walks a ghost that's haunted this land for centuries. Known as the Dark Monk, he appears only at night when the sun is down and moonlight shining. Dressed in a monk's habit, he patrols the castle. His company is known by a sudden drop in temperature, and even in the heat of summer, deathly chill arrives. So keep a lookout tonight, and if you feel a chill and a hand grasp your shoulder, or you feel a whispering into your ear, it may be a monk looking for somewhere warm to stay tonight. Within the castle itself, numerous prisoners, staff, and visitors have reported sights of a haggard-looking woman and her young child. Not keeping to one area of the castle, they've been spotted in cells, in the courtroom, and throughout many other areas. The young girl is often seen running, possibly looking for something, possibly trying to get away. No one knows. Yet something or someone is keeping these two captives here forever. Perhaps our most famous guest is the aforementioned Elizabeth Southerness, or Old Demdike. She was the only Pendle witch to not make it to the hangman's noose, the brutality of her captivity bearing too much upon her body, leading her to die in prison. It would appear that although her body was removed, her spirit decided to remain, forever torturing those that remained within the castle walls. She's said to be the reason that most of the otherworldly activities happen within the castle. Items have been known to be thrown across rooms. Mutterings and whisperings in witch-like incantations can be heard through the quietness of night. Whilst prisoners have been known to become unsettled for no known reason, a spirit coming upon them, some have reported. So it seems that wherever you venture in the city, you're bound to bump into something of the night. Whether it be the sharp point of a doctor's scalpel, a thespian who does not want to leave her work, or numerous ghouls who refuse to leave their place of rest. So keep safe this evening. Travel well, and before you think you're safe at home, make sure you check your room twice. And hope that you haven't brought home an extra friend this evening. Many thanks for all your time. If you've enjoyed this tour and would like to hear and experience more of the fantastic activities that we have on offer, visit lancasterescape.co.uk. Follow our handles, tag us on pictures and all that good stuff. If you want to hear more from me, my Instagram handle is joey_gaye, and most of my other work is easy to find from there. Thanks again.